Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
This is RTE Radio 1. Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. Tonight, on this PAM or Passion Sunday, we conclude our tribute to writer Jennifer Johnston, who died on the 25th of February. In just a moment, we'll hear Jennifer introduce her play, Old Men Are Jealous, a commissioned response to W.B. Yeats' Deirdre of the Sorrows. Jennifer's life was celebrated in the Public Theatre at Trinity College on Saturday, the 1st of March. Among the readings she'd chosen were St. Francis' Prayer, read by her daughter Sarah Smith, and an extract from Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, read by Lucy Daniels. This Palm Sunday, the 13th of April, is also the shared birthday of Samuel Beckett and Seamus Heaney, two of our Nobel laureates. And you can't help imagining Mr. Heaney, Mr. Beckett, and indeed Mr. Yeats, as they sit on the hallowed heavenly bench of letters in the hereafter, scutching up to make room for Jennifer to take her rightful place amongst them. Later, we're going to hear Barry McGovern perform an excerpt from Samuel Beckett's What, and Sinead O'Connor singing St. Francis' Prayer, which she performed a cappella on The Late Late Show of the 26th of March, 1993. But first of all, Old Men Are Jealous, a commissioned response to W.B. Yeats' Deirdre of the Sorrows. And you're advised that the play contains language that some may find challenging.
Old Men Are Jealous by Jennifer Johnston.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. I pray for them all. Not on my knees anymore, I'm too old for that. I pace the room. I will pace the room as long as my legs bear me up. I will pray for them as long as I have breath. I've been here down all the years, since the first men came, and that, I can tell you, was not today nor yesterday. I have watched. I have listened to stories of happiness, of great sorrow. Tragedies and comedies have slithered in and out of my head. Turn the wheel and the story spin. What, as they say, goes around, comes around. I feel as if I will always be here, pacing and praying. Hear that? I live close to the airport. I don't mind that. I like to think of all those people travelling around the world, having adventures. I like the sounds of the planes landing and taking off. And when I heard the sound earlier in the day, I was so happy. My thoughts danced in my head. That will be them now. That'll be the plane at last. The young ones coming home. Dee, my lovely girl. Oh, my heart will lighten to see her. 7 years it's been. Oh, she will be well grown. She was hardly more than a child when they left. Beautiful child. Two children they were, running, as if life were a game, away from this island, out of the king's reach. I prayed to the Blessed Virgin Mary that he would have a change of heart. Sometimes she listens and sometimes she pays no heed. But his heart has thawed. Yes, the hatred, that jealousy has run out from his veins. In spite of the things they say about him, the papers, the lawmen, he is a kind and warm man, a loving man, a generous man. I've listened to him talk about her these last couple of weeks. His voice is soft. His words are soft. No evil. Not a word of evil. I put my hand on his shoulder one time and said, "There, man. They're good man. It will be so good to see her and to forgive them. Forgiveness makes you light again. He smiled. I like to see him smile. He hasn't smiled much in the 7 years she was away. And they were bad brats, the pair of them, running like that. Not telling a soul that might have advised them. I could have advised them well. Stay, I would have said to her. Don't raise his anger. Let the lad scoot off back to wherever it is he comes from, but let you stay and marry the king. Just like you said you would do. You promised. Remember that, you brat. But would she have listened? I don't suppose she would. Love, I ask you. Not all it's cracked up to be. Well, that's my view. They should have known he wasn't a man to tangle with. They'd been told often enough. And she would have seen it during the years he looked after her when her parents had been killed by the Cassidys. Bad bunch they were. He took her under his wing then. A pretty child, full of jokes and laughter. He saw to the slaughtering of the Cassidys. Liquidation, I should say. Total liquidation. All the guards could do was look on in amazement and a certain degree of admiration. I'd imagine that anyway. Wasn't he doing their job for them, cleaning up the city? It's no wonder we all called him the king. There was no proof that he did it. He had 1,000 alibis. No wonder at all. And if that young fella hadn't manifested himself, she would have been the queen. Her royal majesty. I would have minded her. Seen to it that all was well. Made sure she had everything she wanted. Made sure her way was smooth. Instead, Janie Mack, off the silly girl runs with the lead singer from a boy band. Not even one of the well-known bands, not at all. They were a crowd from the West who warmed up the audiences before the stars got to work. Mind you, they've made it to the top now. Faces in the papers when they come to town. Their songs blaring out at you every time you turn on the wireless. She met him at one of those weekend concerts they have all over the place in the summer. Nicky. A nice enough lad. Nicky. No sense. Would yous have a bit of sense, I said to them, and they laughed at me. If he finds out what ye are up to, he'll have your guts for garters. And the pair of them laughed at me again. They were so happy. It made you happy just to look at them. For weeks it went on. The pair of them running around the town, dancing, picnics beyond in the Wicklow Mountains, concerts, swimming in the middle of the night out of the 40-foot. She blossomed. Just to look at her in those days would take the sight from your eyes. Where was the king, I hear you ask, when all this was going on? Well, you might ask. In Portugal. That's where he was. Every summer he went there for a month or two. He had a house there for the golf. He thought the golf gave him some sort of class. So he would spend May and June there each year. He had a boat and all the accoutrements of the very rich and other very rich people used to go and stay with him. He asked me once would I go out there and housekeep for him. I would not, says I. Not for all the tea in China. I'm quite happy here, my 2 feet under my own table. What would I want to go foreign for? Anyway, somehow word must have got to him out there, and he decided to come home for a couple of days. Surprise us all. Have a look-see. He certainly surprised me. I was stitching, mending sheets, and annoyed I was. She had the player on so loud in her room I couldn't hear myself think. She knows I hate that song and she was pestering me with it. He was squealing and I stuck the needle in my finger and all of a sudden the hall door opened. I never heard it. There was a little blob of blood on my finger and another on the sheet. Ah, damn the girl, damn the music, damn the needle.
No, Jesus.
Mother of God, King. Oh, you put the heart across me. What are you doing here? Something happened.
What's that god-awful noise? Here, take me handkerchief, wrap around your finger. Must we have that noise?
Oh, it's that bad girl. She's plaguing me with it. For the last half hour, it's been on like that, bawling. There's no point in me speaking to her about it. She'll just leave it on all night.
I'll soon see about that.
Dave, turn off that bloody machine, will you?
I just sat there and wrapped his handkerchief around my finger. I could hear him yelling. I wondered why he was here. Why wasn't he out there in Portugal playing golf with his rich friends? I tied a knot. I was shaking. The sound of his shouting made me shake. But also I was wondering, would Nick pop in? He did that at all hours of the night or day. I felt in my trembling bones that that would not be good. The music stopped. Silence was enormous. Then I heard him coming back along the passage, striding through the silence.
You mustn't be too hard on her now. The poor child has been missing me. I've been away from her for too long. That music fills the loneliness inside her.
I didn't say a word. The Lord God himself must have gagged me with his hand. And then she came running in. She threw her arms around my neck and kissed me. Her hot fingers pushed a piece of paper into the neck of my dress. I kept mum. I just watched her carry on. Watched her apparent joy in his return, but I recognised the desperation underneath every gesture, every tone of her voice.
I got such a fright when he walked in. I thought in, Portugal. And yet, dear King, you've come back to me. What did I think? I thought, oh, how good to see you back here again. There's nothing to drink. Now, will you run around to the off license and get a bottle of wine? There's a dear pet, would you do that?
Don't go sending New off on a wild goose chase. Just to see you so beautiful is wine enough for me. Come here, child, and sit beside me. And leave New to a stitching.
No, I must have wine.
Tomorrow we'll drink wine in Portugal, you and me.
No, I couldn't. I can't.
No arguments. I've left you alone for too long.
No, I couldn't go. Not tomorrow. Clothes. I have no clothes. I have things to see to.
Don't worry about clothes. You can buy anything you want there. Anything. Silks, velvet, jewellery, flowers. You'd be like a queen. My queen.
He put out his two hands and pulled her against him. It was as if I was glued to the floor. I couldn't move an inch. Her poor little face was drained of blood. Go, Nu. Go, she whispered towards me. Go and get the...
No.
He put his hand on her breast and I turned and ran. I wasn't much of a runner, but by Jesus, I ran that evening, so I did. I ran to every bar he frequented, puffing and panting. Number 4 he was in, seated there with his group. All of them full of joke and full of laughter. When he saw my face, he got up and came over to me. He took me by the arm.
What is it, Nu? What's the matter? Is she all right? Sit down, dear woman, and catch your breath.
I have no time to be sitting down. I must get back to her. He has come.
He?
The King. Just quite unexpectedly, he threw open the door and walked in. I was flummoxed. Here, she gave me a note for you. Flummoxed.
He's come back.
What does she say? Read it, man. What does she...
Help me.
Is that all?
That's all. I must go to her now.
No.
I must. She needs me. He'll kill her.
Of course he won't kill her. He wants her. He'll never kill her, but there's no saying what he might do to you if you were to go rushing in there full of bravado and stupidity. Oh, my blood runs cold to think of what might happen.
I can't just sit here and do nothing. I haven't even got a gun.
Well, thanks be to God for that anyway. Have a bit of sense, boy. I'll have to be running back or he'll begin to wonder what's happened to me. Get your brains to work. I'll tell her you're on the job. I'll pacify her. Just take care, boy. Take care. I didn't run. I hadn't the energy left in me to run, but I walked fast. And it wasn't until I reached the garden gate that I realised that I had no wine in my hand for her. No alibi, so to speak. I opened the door with caution. No voices. Not a sound except the soft shuffle of her feet on the floor. Backwards and forwards she went across the sitting room floor. All in the dark. Dee, I called her. My voice no more than a whisper. Dee!
No. You're back. Oh, no, I'm so frightened. What are we going to do? Did you see him? What is he going to do? Oh, no.
Calm yourself, little darling. Calm yourself. Where's the king?
He's gone. He'll be back soon, though, and then we're going to Portugal. Tonight, no. We're going tonight. He's coming back for me, and we're flying out in his plane. We're going to... Oh, no. What will I do?
Shush, shush, baby, shush.
We're going to be married. How can I shush? How can you tell me to shush? Where is Nick? Did you give him my note? Married. Do you hear me now? Married. I'd rather die.
Oh, no, don't be talking such nonsense. Here, wipe your face. You look a right mess. Nick will be here at any moment. He's hard on my heels.
You said he wouldn't be too long. He's been gone about 20 minutes. He had to organise a crew.
Well, go and get your bag and your passport and we'll see what happens. With a bit of luck, Nick will be here first. I've got some money in the drawer by my bed. You can have that if the worst comes to worst. Well, go on, scoot. Don't just stand there like an idiot. One of these fellas is going to arrive first and you have to make up your mind. Portugal or God knows where. Which is it to be?
I'm afraid.
And you've a right to be afraid. You made a right bloody mess of things. But standing around and moaning about being afraid will get you nowhere. Scoot, I say, or he'll be in on us and wash your face and you'll need your coat. There's a little chill in the air. She ran. She was suddenly galvanised. She kissed the side of my face and flew like a wild bird out of the room. And I sat my old bones into the armchair and wondered what was going to happen to her. To them, to me. Through all the years I'd been around, I had never been more anxious about my own safety than at that moment. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me. I wished I believed that such words could save me. Maybe, of course, they did. I'm still here. It was only a few minutes before she was back again, but it had seemed like hours to me.
I didn't touch your money. I didn't take any money. I don't want to take anything at all. I just want to go, get out of here. You said he was behind you. What can have happened to him? I'll know if anything's happened.
Don't work yourself up into another state. He'll be along. There. Is that his car coming? Hold my hand and keep watching out of the window. He'll come out of the darkness. He'll come and fetch you away. Do you remember that game you used to play with pals out in the street? Here comes someone to fetch you away, fetch you away, fetch you away. You used to sing that and stand in a big circle. Here he is now. That car is slowing down. It's flashing its lights. Quick now, girl dear. Off you go. It stopped. A kiss for Nu. Here comes Nicky to fetch you away.
Oh, Nu, I'll miss you so much. Will you be all right? Come with us. Why don't you, please?
Be off. Be happy, child. I may never see you in reality again, but I'll see you in my dreams. Run!
Ah, now, where is she? We take off in about an hour. Dee, come, darling. Everything is settled. Next time you see us, Neil, we'll be man and wife. How about that?
Dee, for fuck's sake, get a move on!
No need to shout. She can't hear you. She's gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone? Gone where? Stop snivelling, old woman, and tell me where she's gone.
I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know. She just ran out and got into his car and away they went. Away, out, slammed the door behind her. She never said a word. Here one minute and gone the next.
Who is he?
I don't know. I swear to God I haven't an idea. She's been going in and out, round and about. You know the way the young are, never tell you a thing.
You were supposed to be minding her for me. Not letting her go gallivanting off with heaven knows who. I trusted you to mind her for me. Now!
What did you want me to do? Lock her up? She had her friends. You never told me she wasn't to see her friends. She would have hated me if I'd done that, and she would have hated you too. She would have known it was at your command. Sure hasn't she known those girls since she was little? School, playground. Aren't they growing up together? Lovely young ones they are too. Youth, Sir King, must have his fling.
You were not supposed to be supervising or having a fling. You're supposed to be looking after her. I thought I made that clear. Clear! Are you listening to me?
Don't I always listen to you? Morning, noon and night I listen to you. I reared that girl. I was mother and father to her, and a better girl you won't find in the four provinces of Ireland if you look till doomsday. Let her have her little bit of fun before you shut her up in that mansion you built for her out near Kildare. Where will the fun be there?
She will have everything she wants. She will only have to speak or wish.
And her youth will be gone. Her beautiful, adventurous youth, and it'll never come again.
How dare you? How dare you?
Don't you raise your fist towards
and
me.
And don't you raise your voice at me, old woman. You should know well what happens to people who do that.
Oh, indeed, and I do. And I'll not have anything evil happen to Dee, do you hear me?
Clear it out of me way. I'll no harm her, you can be sure of that. But that man, that young fella, me lad, I'll see to it he's torn limb from limb. Get out of me way!
One day, it must have been near on a year since that night, the postman knocked. Now, that wasn't his usual way of carrying on. He normally just dropped the letters in the box and went on his way. He handed me a postcard. "A word in your ear, Mrs. New," says he. "There's someone in the sorting office is very interested in your mail."
"Just thought I'd give you a nod. Hurry."
I was startled by his words. "You've been watching too much telly," I said to him. But he was almost at the gate by the time I spoke. And then he was gone. I looked at the postcard. There was nothing on it, only my address in block capitals and a colour picture of Sydney Opera House. I knew, though, that it was from her. "God bless you, my lamb," I thought, "for letting me know that you are alive and well." I hid it in the drawer by my bed where I keep my few precious things, and each one as it arrived went in beside it. Buenos Aires, Delhi, Tokyo, Moscow, all the world covered by those cards. Rome, Vienna, Paris and Berlin. The years went by until 2 weeks ago I was washing my front windows, the evening sun flashing in the glass. A car drew up at my gate. I thought nothing of it till I heard the gate screech and a step on the path behind me. I turned to look. It was King himself. I dropped the bucket in my excitement. "King!"
"Ah, Neil, are you all right?"
"Don't touch me, I'm soaking wet. Oh, seeing you put the heart across me. Dear man, so many years. Oh, come in, come in. Mind the bucket. We don't want you getting soaked as well as me. Sit down there now and let me have a look at you. So many years. I thought I was never going to..."
"Calm yourself, woman. Let me speak. There. Catch your breath. Now, calm. Now, look at me. I'm fine. Just fine. No tears, my old friend. Just see how well I am. Here, I have something for you. Something that'll make you feel really good. Where did I put it? Oh, yeah. Here.
A postcard. It's..."
"Yeah?
It's..."
"Who's it from?"
"Well, it hasn't got anything written on it. I couldn't say."
"What's the picture of?"
"Buckingham Palace, London."
"Isn't that wonderful?"
"I don't know."
Our friends are very close to home. I think that is wonderful. Very...
This is addressed to me.
Wonderful.
How did you get this?
I have ways and means. To get a letter from a sorting office is not difficult. To track down the sender is a little bit more difficult, but not impossible. No, not impossible at all. No need to look so upset now. I've become benign in my old age. All that violence is a thing of the past. I need now to be surrounded by the people I love. I want to forgive and forget. Yeah, I've been aware for some time that we can't live forever. It was when that realisation hit me that I knew I had to forgive them. I had to search them out and bring them home, honoured, much-loved guests.
His face glowed with sincerity. His mouth curled in the gentlest of smiles. As I had always done, I felt in my old bones the truth was coming from his lips. Glory be to God, I thought. He took my hand in his and ran a finger over the knuckles, almost like a lover might. Glory be to God, I wanted to shout the words aloud. My D is safe. They are both safe.
Dear New, you do believe me, don't you? I want what's best for them. I want him to play his songs in his own country. I want him to be happy here once more. And I want to see her, hear her voice. No more, no less. Just have her here, home again. Rejoice in her beauty. Trust me.
Of course I trust you. Haven't I always trusted you? In good times and in bad.
If only there were more like you, Neil. I want you to write her a note, inviting her to come here as soon as they land. Just a brief note. Don't lay it on too thick, Neil. Tell her how pleased I am that they're coming, and my car will be waiting to meet them at the airport and bring them here. Savoy Hotel is where they're staying in London.
You seem to know a lot about them.
Ways and means. You'll do that, won't you? Right? That's a good woman. I'll send some of the lads around to give this place a coat of paint. Cheer it up a bit.
There's nothing the matter with this place, thank you very much. Just leave it be.
Freshen it up.
I don't want it freshened up.
They'll be round in an hour. Don't argue, woman. I don't want you to worry about anything.
It's not that I'm worried.
That's it, then. I'll be off, so. If there's anything at all you need done, let me know. One of the lads will be around to get that letter from you.
Yeah, right.
That's a good woman, Neil. God bless you.
So I waited and watched and cleaned up the little house to make it fresh for them. They must have got used to stylish living, I thought. And him, with his big successful band playing around the world as he did and staying in places like the Savoy Hotel. And then I heard the plane. 5:25 on the dot. That plane from London is like clockwork, and my heart began to beat with the excitement that was in me. The King said he would bring champagne when he came. Personally, I think there's nothing like a good, strong cup of tea. Not like the stuff they sell you nowadays. I make the journey to Bewley's to buy my tea. But he insisted they would prefer champagne. Oh, that's the high life for you. Several cars drove past and my heart was in my mouth with each one. And then one stopped. I heard the purr of the engine at the gate. Oh, glory be to all the angels. My dear little Dee is home again. Dee, my darling girl, oh, welcome home. Oh, come in, come in. Let me look at you.
Neil, I've missed you so much.
Oh, you look so well, so pretty, so happy. Stand over there till I get a good look at you.
I never thought we'd see this house again. Isn't it wonderful to be home, Nick?
Neil, it's great to see you.
I wish we could stay longer.
She was a child before.
Can we stay on? Nick, just for a few more days.
Now she's a beautiful woman. Oh, wait till King sees her.
Please, Nick.
Darling, no. We'll come back soon, though. I promise you that. We'll organise a mighty gig. We'll have to see how things go, and who can tell? Maybe we can find some way to operate out of Dublin. Even at her best moments, I could feel that she was thinking of home now. Her pals, the well-walked streets, Dublin. Weren't you, doll?
We both missed it. At odd moments, loneliness hits you like a wave. And I missed you, Nu. But we've seen the world. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have done? Isn't it wonderful to be able to say those words? And now we can come home again. Home. All forgiven. He wrote me such a wonderful letter, Nu, begging us to come back. Saying how he'd never been able to forgive himself for the savagery with which he treated us. Forgive. Forgive, that's what the letter was all about. He could only forgive himself when we forgave him. It was touching, wasn't it, darling?
You were touched. I almost ran out of the Savoy and bought us tickets to Timbuktu.
You're well known for having a heart of stone.
But we're here, aren't we?
For 24 hours.
To smell the air. And where is he anyway? The king.
He'll be here in his own good time. And you've no need to be worrying about anything at all. He has sworn by the Blessed Lady of Heaven that he has become benign in his old age, and he wants nothing but the best for both of you. Oh, you can laugh away. I've known him longer and better than anyone else. I know his truths and his lies.
Nu knows what she's talking about, Nick. She would never let anything bad happen to us.
I'm sure she wouldn't. Tell me one thing. Why would he not let us bring the rest of the band? Why just us? The two of us alone. No brothers, no pals. Answer me that.
How absurd you are. Why should he want to see the others? He has no interest in them.
You're still all children to him. He's getting old. And I think the heart in him was afraid you'd be a hullabalooing around the place. And he'd feel the strain. You have to think of his age.
I bet he has a bus pass.
What would he want a bus pass for? Hasn't he enough money to buy all the buses in Ireland if he wanted them? Now, don't you be cheeky about him. He's a good man. And he loves you like a father.
A bit more than a father knew, remember? That's why we ran away. Not much fatherly feeling about him then.
That was 7 years ago. He's changed. He sees things differently now. I have become benign in my old age. That's what he said to me a couple of weeks ago. And it's true enough.
There's men gathering at the gate.
Passers-by.
No, they're standing there. Look, Dee.
Yeah, 2, 3, 5, about 10. And another couple coming down the road. Are they menacing?
I don't know.
Of course they're not menacing. What silly children you are. Oh, here's King's car coming now. And no cheek, Dee. Remember what I said.
Hold my hand.
I love you, darling.
Yes. Yes.
Well, well, here we are. The stranger's return. You're welcome, my dear. So welcome.
Dear King, I'm so happy to see you. Let me hug you. Oh, hug. I'm so happy to be home. To be with you and Nu and Nick. Nick, this is King. You've never met Nick. Meet him now.
Do I bow?
Nick!
Or bend the knee?
What did I say to you about cheek?
Shake the hand, perhaps. May I shake your hand, sir?
Ah, you're as handsome as they told me. And young. And talented. Hey? Are you as talented as they told me? Is he, Dee?
He is. Just wait till you hear him sing. His voice is rich and wild.
Rich and wild. Well, well.
He'll sing for us this evening, won't you, Nick?
If he wants me to. You mustn't bully any of us, darling.
I will listen with pleasure to the sound of him singing later. That'll be for later. Now, let's have a little drop of champagne to celebrate your return. Then we can go to my house. And we listen to this young man singing. We'll eat and drink and dance and have a high old time. And you can tell me what you've done for the past 7 years and how much you've missed us all.
So much. So much. But I've been terribly happy too. I have to tell you the truth about that.
The garden is full of men.
Do they worry you?
They make me curious.
Curiosity killed a cat. Pull over the curtains there so they can't see us. They're just some of my men filled with curiosity. About you two. The pop star and the beauty. I said I didn't think you'd mind them coming over and having a peep.
Of course you don't mind. Where's the champagne king? They can watch us drinking that. They can press their noses against the window and see us celebrating. Perhaps even enough for them too.
Time enough for that. Pull over the curtains there, young man, and pop out to the car. I've stupidly left the bottle in the back seat.
I'll go and get it.
No, no, the lad will go, won't you?
Of course.
I'll come with you.
No.
It'll only be a minute or two.
I'll come with you.
No.
I don't want you out of my sight.
1 minute.
Not even for 1 minute. Not even for the blink of an eye.
Oh, you idiotic lovebirds. Here, give me your hand, Dee. He will be safe. You'll be safe. We'll all be safe if you give me a hand. Ah, so soft. I remember that softness. Go now, Nick, scoot. The sooner he's gone, dear lady, the sooner he'll be back. Shut the door behind him now.
I shut the door gently behind him. Rain was falling and the garden was filled with grey shadows. At least, that was what I said to myself. Only shadows. Nothing more frightening than shadows. Why then was I having bother getting my breath? Why was I feeling cold? I turned and looked across the room at the two of them, Dee and the King. He had pulled her right close against him, tight. Both his arms locked round her and a smile on his face that I didn't like at all. Oh, sweet mother of God, what have I done? I turned back to the door, but before I could get it... What have I done?
No! Nick! No!
Oh, mother of God, pray for us. Now, sweet mother, pray for us. Oh, mother, trust, trust. I trusted him. Oh, dear sweet mother of Jesus, pray for us now.
What have you done, you murdering bastard? Let me go. I must go to him. Nick, Nick.
Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou among men.
Enough of your wailing, old woman. He doesn't need prayers any longer. We must calm thee. We have to get out of here before the bloody cops get here. Lock that door. We go out the back. I have a car waiting, and for the second time, me playing. The second time! And you must come with us too. Lock that door and bring me over the key.
I'll not lock the door for you. No, when I go with you wherever it is that you're going. I trusted you. I never believed those stories they told about you. I swore to myself that you were a good man at heart, and now look what you've done. You've broken her. Aunt! Oh, come here to me, my little darling. Stop that crying and sobbing. Oh, there, my little pet. There.
Yes, Neil, calm her down. Whisper in her ear. The pain will go. Tell her that. Yeah. She shall have everything she wants. Everything. She shall be my queen. Everything that money can buy. We will go wherever she wants to go. See whatever she wants to see. She will be my love. She's always been my love, but he stole her from me. Now all will be well. I promise her that. We'll go away. My plane is waiting for the second time. There, calm her now. Soothe her. Rock her like a baby in your arms, my beautiful girl. She'll be happy with me. We'll be so happy. No harm will ever come to her again.
No harm? How can you say a thing like that? I am steeped in harm, drowning in harm. The harm that you've done to me. The terrible harm that you've done to him.
7 years I've waited. No one can steal from me and not be punished. They don't call me king for no reason. They don't fear me for no reason. Come, we must go.
How do I know you won't shoot me too if I go with you?
There's me gun. I would never hold you, my darling. I've never given anyone me gun before. Give me your hand. Neil, You come too. What are you doing, Dee?
Don't move. I don't want to shoot you, but I will if you try to stop me.
Now, the door. Don't let her.
I opened the door for the poor distracted girl and she ran out into the evening rain. I could hear the sirens of police cars in the distance. I knew what she was going to do. I thought, Mary, bless her. May God receive her and Nick, and may the pair of them live in this house forever.
Traitors! Stop her! She's mine! I've rescued her! Stop her!
No.
She's mine! She's mine forever! I brought her back! No one can run away from me!
The pain will go, he said. But no, it never will. So I pace and pray, pace and pray, pace and pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with
you.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
That was Old Men Are Jealous by Jennifer Johnston. Eileen Colgan played the old woman Nue, and King was played by Ger Carey. Dee was Roxana Neat-Liam, and Lawrence Kinlan played Nick. The dramaturg was Jesper Bergman. Sound supervision was by Damien Chanel. And the broadcast coordinator was Margaret Hayes. Old Men Are Jealous by Jennifer Johnston was produced by Kevin Reynolds.
The late Jennifer Johnston giving the announcements to her play Old Men Are Jealous, a commissioned response to W.B. Yeats's Deirdre of the Sorrows.
rte.ie/drama on one.